Today is August 24th, 2016, and it's lesson 59 called Lifting the Head with Hands. But as I just went into, it's more than that. It's really a lot about for one's head to lift, it requires core. Okay? So lying on your back with your legs long, your arms down by your side like we usually start, please go ahead and bring into your awareness your four points, your four dots. So the two behind the shoulder blades, the two behind your buttocks, and you make those points or dots a color. Let's say they're all four yellow. And then you're going to connect the dots with lines to create your rectangle, and I, for whatever reason, make them red. Maybe it's because this cute little bicycle thing out here is yellow and red. And what's important about this is once you have your four dots and your lines is to see how your rectangle shows up today. Is it a little askew? So are all four points evenly resting on the floor? Or maybe one point's a little bit raised, right? So there's a little bit of a tilt or an angle. Is one side shorter than the other, right? So these are just the ways for you to start to become aware of yourself. And then bring your awareness now for a moment to your breath and your breathing. So when we talk about core, right, that's very much has to do with also there's involved your diaphragm and your breath and your breathing. So all I want you to do right now is just to be sensing that you're inhaling and exhaling. Good. And then slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left, right? And go slow enough so you can really sense the quality of rolling your head to each side this morning. And if there's any tension. Good. Okay, so we're going to start with your legs bent. So let's go ahead and bend your knees. Bring your feet to that good standing position where the heels are lined up behind the buttocks, right? And then you're going to bring your hands behind your head. You're going to get lots of practice today with this. So once your hands are behind your head, they're interlaced. And I know I've given this description to you time and time again, but when your hands are behind your head, it's your head, your skull, right? Never your neck. Unless you want to snap your head off, okay? And your elbows are pulled forward or bent forward, right? So if your elbows, you know, and this all started, gosh, 20 plus years ago where some person elbows out to do, right, abs, and you guys are conditioned, so change that. Like, I never do that. So as soon as your hands come behind your head, it's what I call like a hammock. So you're not squeezing your head, right? You're not like this. It's comfortable, right? Everybody got that? Okay. So you're going to go and you're going to begin to lift your head. But when you do, the two things you're going to pay attention to is that you lift your head on your exhale. And since you're lifting on the exhale, you will feel your abdominals, your core pull in. So that's what occurs to lift your head. It is not about your neck. And then you lower back down. That's it. So that's it, Leah. So think about, okay, this pulls in and lift your head. That's it. Okay, and really pay attention to that because that should lighten your head. And do it again. This pulls in. That's it. And you want to lift your head enough that the shoulder blades start to come away from the floor. So you're directing your face and your eyes towards the space in between your legs. Beautiful, Lynn. That's it, Barb. Nice. So really pull this in. Yeah, pull it in.
There are no muscles.
That's it. And then when you let your head back down, you pause and you take a breath in. So now you're going to try something. As you continue to do this, what you're going to do is slowly introduce to yourself that your fingers are going to just like kind of let go. So you're not going to change the positioning, but you don't have to have the hands interlaced anymore. It's a test. How engaged is your core? Right? So is there a difference? Do you start to feel something in your throat? Right? Okay? Right? You tell, right? Okay, and then go back and interlace the hands. Right? I mean, this is how you learn awareness, right? It's like, what is really engaging? Right? When you see people out here in the rest of the gym that are doing these rapid sit-ups and stuff, they have absolutely no clue what they're engaging. So they're probably straining their neck. So what you can do is you can go back and forth from having the hands to interlace, and then you let them let go. It's a test for you. Okay, let it go, straighten your legs, rest. It's a lot of work, isn't it? Okay, so bend your knees again, bring the feet to standing, and interlace the hands. Let's try changing over the fingers so it's the non-habitual way. So what you're going to add in now, right? So this is a really great class of like we add in and kind of subtract things. So as you lift your head on the exhale, conscious of using your core, you're going to slide only the right leg to become long, straight. You're going to slide the right leg to be long. And then it bends back up when you come back to the floor. That's it. That's it, Leah. All the way. And then you bend it back up and you lower your head back down. And how does this change things, or does it? Does it maybe make it a little bit easier to lift a little higher? And again, I'm going to remind you, but I'd like to encourage you on your own to check in for yourself. Are you using your neck? So Corinne, get more of your shoulders up. That's it. Right, so if you're just lifting your head, you're more in your neck. You gotta get those shoulder blades up. Excellent. Okay, and then we're gonna pause with the knees bent, and you're gonna try the same thing. You just pause there with the left leg. All right, give yourself a little breathing time here. So again, as the head comes up, on the exhale, as the abdominals kick in, you straighten the left leg. And is there a difference? What's different in either the abs on the front side, or is there something different in your back? Yeah. Good. Okay, and let's rest again. And as you're resting, pausing there for a moment, observe your breath and your breathing. Right? Is something already a little bit different? Did the rhythm change? Is the chest getting larger, expanding more? Legs long to rest. Okay, so let's interlace your hands behind your head in the habitual way, right? For yourself, bend both knees. Okay, so we're going to try this time as you lift your head, right? As you lift on the exhale, so the abdominals kick in first, you're going to slide both legs to become long. And then as you lower your head back down, the legs come back up to standing. Nice, Leah. And again, really try to pay attention to where you orientate your face and head. So some of you are looking towards the ceiling, right? And that's going to strain your neck. So I really would like you to think of looking towards the space where your legs are. Better, Barb. Okay? Gets the neck out of it. It makes you go more to your core. That's it, Corinne. Nice, Leah. It's coming. Okay, next time that your head's down and your legs are bent, just pause for yourself so you can change over the interlacing. And then try it again. So how does the interlacing affect the movement? Because it does. So that's it, Jane. So really think, Jane, contract those abs, let the lower back flatten to straighten the legs, right?
It actually feels really good.
Nice, Corinne. Excellent, Barb. Beautiful. Oh, I don't know what happened when you changed over your hands, but everybody got smoother. Okay, let's rest it again. Okay, so from here, you're going to bend both knees, bring the feet again to standing. Let's go ahead and interlace your hands and place them behind your head. And for the moment, I'm just going to have you be in a resting position. So you're just going to keep your head like this, okay? Elbows towards the ceiling, but you're not lifting anything, okay? What you are going to lift is your left leg. So your left leg is now going to be pointed towards the ceiling. Ceiling, foot's towards the ceiling. Okay? Is everybody okay with this? So let your knee bend, right? Some of you think of having a straight leg. That's not important. As much as possible, can the sole of your foot, that's a lot of work, be towards the ceiling. Isn't that better? So if your leg is away from you, do you feel how hard that is to hold now?
Actually, it's harder.
Because your hip flexors are involved. So you really want your leg, that's it, Barb, up. So those of you, which I'm very guilty of this. Most of us are engaging our hip flexors, so then the leg's like this, yeah. And that's the hip flexor, right? So we want to let the hip flexor go. We want to, right? So that's it, Lynn. So I don't care how much the knee's bent, but the foot is towards the ceiling. Mm-hmm. Let your knee relax there. Is that okay? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So because your hip flexors are so, you know, this is a little, can you keep it there? Is that hard? There. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. You doing okay, Corinne? Okay. Okay. Now, you're going to make circles. Okay, and you're going to make circles with the whole hip, not the foot, not the ankle. So you kind of roll on the back side of your pelvis a little bit. That's it. There you go. Yeah, and you can rest your arm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If you want to rest both of them, it's fine. Excellent. Now change the direction. That's it. So, Jane, again, we're going to try there to really get your leg over you. I know. And see, those hamstrings are so tight.
My back is so tight.
That's where I want you. So when your leg is here, now you're in your hip flexor. It's the front of your thigh that's kicking in.
Yeah, you can feel
this.
It.
You're now engaging the hamstring and the backside. That little difference makes a huge difference.
Makes a huge difference.
One direction, the other direction. You tired, Leah?
It's here. I'm spanky.
So think of flattening your lower back. There. Flatten the lower back. There. That's better. Okay, everybody rest. Bring it down. Rest your arms. Oh!
My little toe is exhausted.
You know what I'm thinking for you, Lynn? Is I'm thinking to draw your attention to your jaw when you're on the bike, somewhere else. You know, I'm going to play with it, but sometimes if you focus too much on something, it actually makes it worse.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Right? Don't walk with a limp. Right? You know who's having troubles? My poor little princess. She's done something to her leg. I know. I think it's my fault too. Okay. Let's come back to that bending your knees. Everybody but Leah, interlace your hands behind your head in the non-habitual way. And we're going to bring the right leg up. And this tells you a lot about your hip flexor and hamstring. So whichever leg is easier, right, Leah? This is an easier leg.
Yeah.
Okay, right? This is way easier to bring up. So again, the back side of your pelvis should be down, your lower back, and you make the circle. The knee can be bent, right? But you don't want that leg away from you because the hip flexor engages. So you're going to make a circle one direction, and then you're going to change the direction. See, Jane, it's much easier on this side, too, right? Some of us are super tight on one side. There you go. Good, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's stick with this leg because you guys are doing well. So, and Leah, you can do this without your hands. You don't need your hands. So keep doing the direction you're doing, and now you're going to lift your head. So you're going to just lift your head and keep it up, okay? Keep it in the air and keep making circles. Use your core. Don't stop breathing. Today's not the day I don't want to do CPR. Excellent. Let it go and rest. You guys did good with that. Woo! In some ways, that's easier, isn't it? In some ways, it's easier, isn't it, to keep the leg up. Because when you lift the head, you engage then the whole abdominal from underneath the sternum, not just the lower. So then you completely can get the hip flexor out of it. That is why it's so important. The stronger that your core is, the less you're going to go to your hip flexors. But when the core is weak, you will use the hip flexors to lift the legs, to hike, to everything. I know, maybe we do a core abdominal workshop again. And you know, the thing that's amazing, you guys, give you a long rest here. Really, it's only 10 minutes a day you need to do. But it's 10 really good minutes. So if you really know what you're doing, like I do 3 sets of plank holding a minute each. That's 3 minutes, right? And then I've been playing with, you can either do it on the ball, my feet on the ball, or like this swimmer, my hips on a stool. And again, 3 minutes like that. So there's 6 minutes. And then I do a couple other things. I'm done. It's not doing it for huge lengths of time, but what you choose to do has to be totally accurate and on. And that's all you need is 10 minutes. People think they've got to do, you know, thousands and thousands of sit-ups, and unless we're going to be in the Olympics. Bend your knees again. Hands behind the head, except for Leah. Right leg back up. Okay? Let's do this again. This was everybody's easier leg. So you're going to change the direction of the circle. Lift your head. So on the exhale, that's it. Feel that core, keep that leg in. Do a few circles one direction and a few circles the other way, and then we're going to let it go. And then we'll change legs. Excellent. Right? Can you feel? It makes it easier to keep the leg up. It's easier when the whole core is engaged. Excellent. Okay, let's rest. Okay, let's interlace the hands in the non-habitual way. Bend your knees, bring the left leg up. Okay, lift the head, start to make circles, whatever direction, just go one direction. Do 3 to 4 circles in one direction and then change it. Keeping the head up the whole time. See, it's getting easier, isn't it, Lynn? Isn't it amazing? See, everybody forgets about this upper part of your core that goes under your rib cage. It is so critical. Okay. Let it go and rest. So how many of you know what a plank is? How many of you do a plank? No, yeah, you can't do the plank. I need to come up with a modification for you, Leah. Okay, what'd you say?
Every other year, whether I have to or not.
So let's just, before we continue here, just for the fun of it, let's throw in doing this, and I'm going to give you, there's 3 things. When you do a plank, Leah, you don't do though. You can watch. There's 3 references. Because again, I mentioned this in spin. You will cheat when you're weak. Cheat, weak. They go together. Okay? It's true. When you're weak somewhere, you will cheat. There's 3 places of cheating. One is you start to move forward over your elbows because you're getting fatigued. The second is that leads to the lower back dropping, okay? Third is your heels. Your heels are no longer pulled back over, well, backwards, okay? So you guys are gonna watch me first and then you're gonna try it, okay? And then I'm going to expect that you work with it this week. Boy, I never ask expectations, do I? That's a first.
I know where your granddaughter is. That's a good exercise.
But remember, you guys, I just think of it this way. And what you're going to start with is, seriously, and you're going to go, oh, 15 seconds. Then you're going to work to 30 seconds, okay? A minute is a long time to keep everything from cheating. But I only do 3 of them. That's it. That's all you need. But you got to do it right. OK? Okay? That means when you're in the middle of it, you have to course correct yourself. Okay? So you first of all get yourself down. I always put my hands like this, not like this. Okay? So then you're going to tuck your toes. You get up. Okay. Your shoulders must be over the elbows. Heels, I'm driving them back. I imagine somebody's got hooks pulling me back and my butt slightly up. Okay, when somebody cheats, they get tired. Okay, no good. So you constantly have to think, okay, when I get tired, back in my heels, pull my butt back and up. You see that? Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I'm probably like only 20 seconds into this. It's tough. So start with 15, you work to 30, then 45, then a minute, but you'll start to do this. You see, look at what that does to the shoulders and lower back. No good. Heels, up. Legs locked, butt back and up. Has everybody got it? Barb, can you see from that angle?
I can see.
Okay, no good when you do this, right? So just give it a try if you could do three for 15 seconds. That would be awesome. And then build. It's not easy. So when you're in the right position, what you feel on the front side is from your sternum all the way. When the back starts to go, when you start to go in your shoulders, you'll feel it just lower down. You lose all this upper part. And that's where nobody works. That's why people are bent over, right? If you looked at all these athletes, they are ripped from the ribs down. It's not just down here. It's all the way up.
Can we try it now and watch?
Yes! Go ahead. Roll over. Even Leah wants to try it. In fact, Leah, this would be good for your shoulder. And then pull your...
Right here, right?
You are. Pull your heels back more. Just think heels back. You're doing... There you go. Perfect, Leah. Okay, Lynn, your butt's up too high. Let's hope my butt wasn't up that high. Your elbows are too wide for your shoulders. That's better, Lynn. That's it. And then you still, think back. Barb, you're doing good. Drive the heels back now. There. Every time the heels go back, you should feel it go right to the sternum. Right? Now, a good way to know if you're doing it wrong is take yourself to the wrong place. Because you feel how miserable instantly. Leah, I'm so proud of you.
Two. One more.
Okay.
Well,
she's got major shoulder issues. Okay. Lynn, how you doing?
I've been doing it for 5 seconds.
Yes! Okay. Corinne, are you good? Barb? You guys, I know. And you know, when something isn't easy, right, we go away from it. So I'll see people out here doing it totally wrong. And they're hurting themselves so bad. So you can imagine this gal that I saw, right? I mean, it's like I'd like to do it with this trash can. But it's, I don't know if it's, let's see if it's stable enough for me.
It's hard on the shoulders.
It shouldn't be. But so what she does is, she gets on this bench. I mean, you guys, seriously, right? And she's like, her arms are out, right? And this is how she practices her swimming. And then she does this. She, not in the water, like this. And I mean, she's just ripped. And I'm like watching, her do this.
So you do it on the ball.
It's dangerous. Never do it on a ball. What I would suggest, because see, this is too, like, I didn't want to lift my arms up. A way to work with it would be books, or even like you've got like one of these blankets or something. But books are like your best friend. Lynn and I've learned that, right? Books. But if like you took something like this, right? You don't have to be that high up to make it happen, right? So here she is, right? So you see, right, where the weakness is. So to be really strong and to balance. So she spends like 2 hours a day, right? It's hard. I know, because that's how weak we are. It's like, So, you know, you can practice this. Just, you don't have to be high up. Mm. So a ball is super dangerous. Mm. Yeah, this is hard for me. Right? That teaches you a lot about your core. So just even putting a blanket under and working with that idea. Can you lift your arms and legs at the same time? Yeah, but a ball is super dangerous, you know?
No.
Only a ball under the feet, but we'll, another time. Okay, back on your backs. Let's go back to the lesson. Core. Okay. You're going to bring both legs up. So let's interlace your hands behind your head. Bring both legs up to the ceiling. Okay, and let's make circles. There's three different ways to make circles, right? So one is you're going to move them together in the same direction. And there's one direction you can go. And you're going to move them together the other direction. And then what Leah started to do is then you can move them out and in, right? Away from each other and together. So you're going to try all three options, hands behind your head. And just for the sake of it, lift your head a little bit and see if that makes it a little easier to keep those legs up, right? Excellent. And then change the direction. So I'm just going to let you guys go at your own rate, trying all three options, and then let it go. Beautiful, Jane. Right? So when you get tired, you stop. You pause. Because otherwise, you'll start holding your breath, and again, then you'll cheat. When you're weak, you cheat. I like my little thing, weak and cheat. So try all three possibilities, and then I would like you to also change the interlacing of your hands. Pat? Interlacing, you interlace. Yeah, you don't want to put your hands, you don't want to put your hands like this. So you interlace. This is my habit. So naturally, since the time I was born, for whatever reason, my hands, Leah, go like this. So when we say change them over to non-habitual, I move them over by one. And it feels funny. It feels odd.
Oh, yes.
It's like I don't go there on a regular basis. The other place, right, if you're seeing me a movie or you interlace your hands, you're thinking whatever, there's a habitual, and then you move them over. It's called non-habitual. It is cool. It starts way in the womb. Okay, try all options. Change the interlacing of the hands with the head lifted. When you're done, rest. Yes, Jane? Are you thinking? You good?
Oh, it's hurting my shoulders because they're so stiff and I haven't done anything for so long.
You've been traveling.
It's me, not you.
And then when you're done, you'll just rest. And we're going to try a couple other options.
What number is this lesson?
59. It'll be under the lower back, and I'll put the date because I've taught it before. Just as you all know, it ends up different each time. Okay, so you're going to bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing. This time, you're going to place just your left hand behind your head. So we're going to do just left hand, okay? And if you can you turn your face to the right now so that your left hand is kind of holding on to the right ear? Okay, so turn your face and have the hand, so Leah, kind of lift up and have, so your face is so much turned that your left hand is holding the ear, not the back of the head. Left hand, excellent. Okay, and now you're going to bring the right leg to the ceiling. That's right. Make circles and lift your head this way. Yeah, I still didn't explain it to you well. So once your head turned, this is holding the ear. There. Breathe. Change the direction. So 4 to 5 circles one way, 4 to 5 circles the other way. Good. Now, you're going to take your right hand and place it behind the right knee. So, yes, under the knee. Okay? And pull it a little closer. That's it. Just see if you can bring that leg a little closer and make a few more circles. That's it. Okay, let's all rest. Whew.
Wow.
Whew. Rest. Sorry. So again, as you're resting, this is a good chance and opportunity to pay attention to your breath and breathing, right? Just notice how different the breathing is now. And what that means is, because we're working with the core, is that you're getting your diaphragm to activate correctly, right? Because the diaphragm's a muscle, and it's attached behind your rib cage and then to the lower back. So people that have lower back issues don't have a good core, nor do they operate the diaphragm well, so they're not breathing well. So there's more issues than just one thing going on. Right? Everything's connected. You just become really aware of those just big, nice, expansive breaths, right? It's like somehow things are expanding more. Okay, so we're going to bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing. We're going to turn your face to the left so that your right hand can go behind your head to hold your left ear. Your left leg will go in the air. Then you lift your head and hold it up, and you make circles, like four circles one direction, four or five circles the other direction. And then once you've done both directions, you're going to bring that left hand behind the knee. That's it, Corinne. You're going to see how much more you can bring your knee into your chest. For some of you, you can almost like kiss your knee now, right? And the reason that you've got more flexibility, does anybody know what the answer is? Why are you now more flexible in the hip? What did you turn off? Hip flexors. Right? We got the hip flexors so much to turn off. Look at how much more flexibility is in the hip. When that thing is really tight, right? Okay, let's rest again. Okay, so we're going to start with your knees bent again. Interlace your hands behind your head in the habitual way. And let's go back to the movement we did kind of at the beginning. So your knees are bent, and as you go to lift your head and shoulders now, remember, elbows towards the ceiling, you know, on the exhale, pulling the abs, slide the feet away from you and they become long. Let's just see if you can lift even more. So lengthen the legs, Lynn, remember?
Sorry.
That's it, Corinne. So think, could you even come up to sitting? That's it. That's it. So, and maybe continue with your left hand behind your head. Maybe put your right hand next to you. Remember, this is what we did last week. Palm is flat, elbows slightly out. Knees are bent. So as you lift your head, as you lengthen your legs, you weight bear and use that left arm to come onto to sit up. There. To sit up. Okay, so let's try it this way. Everybody come up to sitting. Stand your feet. Why are you looking at me weird, Corinne?
Just so I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Am I not talking loud enough? Okay, so everybody sit up. Legs in front. Both hands just where they were, Lynn, was perfect. Same with you. Leah, right below the kneecap. Okay? On the kneecap, Lynn. Not that low. Right? Yeah. Okay. So you're going to start to lower yourself back a little bit. As if, yes, and feel what engages. What engages, right? Come back up. That's it. So you're going to play with this a little bit. Okay, so this is another way for you guys to work with this. Right? So here you are. So you let yourself start. The minute you start to go back, boom, core, right? And then you're going to, it's a game, right? Think of it as a game. You're going to play with it. You're going to let the feet come up a little bit, right? Ooh, that's harder. Put the feet back, right? Okay, so now what happens, what if we put one hand down? And then we lean and we can go a little bit further now. And we come back up, right? And then we lean and we go a little bit further. And we come back up. Right? Then we can try the other, and we can try the other hand, right? So I've said this before in other classes, right? We put these little safety things there, right? You never have to go further than needed, right? You stay A, where it's safe, and where you're not cheating. So this is all, again, about your core, right? And then can you go all the way down, right? So then when you're here, right, how do you come up? Or if you're here, how do you come up, right? How do you go down? Up. So we can start in sitting like this. Same thing. Go a little bit back. Boom. Right in your core. Come back up, right? And I have to be really careful. I have to bend my knees a lot because I love to go to my hip flexors. So to keep out of my hips, to keep my, that's it. And back up. Right? So that's why I said let's put a hand down, an elbow down. And just work with this level here, right here, up, here, up. And then in time, right, up. Beautiful, Leah.
Yeah, you can feel it though.
Beautiful, Barb. How you doing, Corinne? Right, so if you have one hand next to you, right, makes a big difference. Then you can even try both hands here. Come up, right? Watch the neck, right? It's all in the core. You're not using, see how my head, nothing changes with my neck here. This is all very quiet. I'm not pecking like a chicken, right? I'm really quiet with my head. It's all here. Huh? It's all here. Use your core. So use the, that's it, Lynn. Use the hands. Barb, let your knees relax. Yeah, because when your legs are so stiff like this, you're in your hip flexors. Use your arms. Lean on your arms. Yeah, Barb, lean on your elbows. Just start with baby. You know, yeah, start here so you really get the idea. Start here, right? And come up. Start from here, yeah. See, then you get the right feeling. It literally feels like you're just folding over the hips. They're not engaged at all. There should be no work in those hips. Right? Then you see if you can go back and interlace the hands. Come all the way up. Not so hard, is it, Corinne, now?
Still a little bit. Still impossible.
Excellent. Okay. Rest. Good job. Is this good? I mean, I just think this is like, again, you guys, I'm just as bad as everybody else. I've been hiking, biking, swimming, and just not thinking about my core. Like, I mean, my legs are just exhausted, but this got weak again for me a little bit, even with my swimming. So back on your backs, rest your legs, your arms. And again, let's just take a moment here to notice, how are you resting on your backs now? Right, your four points. But really observe right now, all of you, your breath, your breathing, like your diaphragm is so active right now. Like it really got exercised. You've got these big breaths. Right, we don't realize how little we breathe. We breathe on minimal oxygen. You know, sometimes I think, I mean, I know this might sound a little crazy, but then maybe you think this isn't crazy. I think there's some people out there, and it's all subconscious, that they don't take in big breaths because the breathing, they're expanding their belly and their chest, and it's going to make them fat, look fat, right? So they, seriously, they minimize breathing, right? And that also occurs if you're pulling in your abs. You should never be pulling in your abs. Again, this is another crazy idea that somebody started that people have held onto. Your abdominals should kick in correctly like you just learned in this lesson. You don't stand up and go, okay, suck in my abs to walk. That's insanity, right? No animal does that. Suck in the abs so you can run to chase after the rabbit to eat, right? So your abdominals, as you learned, the minute that you either lifted the leg or lifted the head, they kicked in, right? You didn't have to make it happen. It just happens. So the abdominals are kicking in for you, but the worst thing you can do is in sitting or standing is to be pulling your belly in. It's nonsense. Okay, roll your head a little bit to the left and right. See how that feels? Nobody said that their neck hurt, so it should feel wonderful from this lesson. Again, when your core is engaged, the neck becomes super flexible, super light. The neck doesn't have to work. Okay, so from here, taking your time, you'll roll to a side, come to sitting, and come to standing to see how you feel.